the water was so much and so cold also, very pleasant. When I went there, I see that it is not water, it is mountain. And fire is burning on that. So everything became
what? The opposite.
What to do? See, single. This is sin. So there are many sources. What our Goswami has found.
In our translation it said she sings a song with Krishna, but actually what you're saying is she's singing the song about Krishna, not with Krishna.
He's
watching, right. He's listening.
In Bilak Pushpanjali, you should always know, understand, that Bilak, it is Bilak Pushpanjali, weeping. Why she is weeping?
Lamenting.
Why? Because Krishna is not there. She is weeping, first Srimati Radhika is weeping.
She's taken the mood of Srimati Radhika.
Srimati Radhika, not in a mood. She is saying that our Aradhya Devi is in Vipradam Bhava. She is weeping for Krishna. And that is why she is weeping. So, not with Krishna. They have done mistake. They have no heart. They have not taken bath in the Rupanuga water. So they are not able to describe this.
But some of the verses, like when she says, my hair standing on end in ecstasy, may I fan you as you lie down in the jasmine flower pastime bed.
She's remembering past times of Radharani and now she is weeping, remembering all these past times. How Krishna met you? How Krishna decorated you? How you have pleasure with Krishna? But now Krishna is away from Radhika. And she is weeping, seeing her master, Srimati Radhika.
So all the verses are in the Vipralamba?
Raghunath Dasa wants to serve Srimati Radhika.
In that mood of Vipralamba? All the verses?
All verses. Because this is Bilak Pushpanjali. But remembering at the time of Ras, at that time of Swadhin Bhastrika Bhav, when Krishna is meeting with Radhika and she remembers, Prati Manjari is remembering all these past times and waiting for that. Why we weep? Do you know?
In separation.
If you go to, why you weep for your spiritual master? Why?
In separation.
Why separation? What separation?
No.
Because one day, we are very near and dear to him. And remembering the past time, how he blessed, how he sneha kiya.
Affection.
How he, kaise upadesh de karke hum logon ko aisa kiya. Directly, how he अपने बातों से प्रेरणा दे करके तुमको सेवा का किया करा है. यू शुड डू फोटो ऑफ माई बुक्स व्हाट आई हैव रिटन एंड डायरेक्टली ही टोल्ड यू ही टेक टू सो मेनी सर्विसेज फ्रॉम यू एंगेज इन कृष्ण सर्विसेज. नाउ यू रिमेम्बर दैट नो वन इज लाइक हिम सो दैट ही कैन प्रेरणा देकर तो उसमें लगा सो रूप दिस रति मंजरी इज वेटिंग फॉर दैट.
व्हाट बुक इज दैट? in your hand.
This is also Virat Krishna. I want to give, but I cannot weep like you. When I see you, I think, oh,
you feel sorry.
I feel so that my heart is of iron. But your heart is.
No, it's just the opposite.
You all feel, but I can't weep. Now, wish you. Don't come daily.
Are you saying that like Radharani said that about Krishna not coming? Or are you serious?
I should also do some sadhana bhajan. I'm not a siddha.
You're the personified bhajan, Maharaj.
I think that you have advanced, you are advanced devotees than me.
We would like to advance to the tip of your lotus feet, the bottom of your lotus feet.
You think so, but I also think so. Today from 7, I'm wandering here and there, pharmacy.
You're benedicting all living entities.
Then I think that, oh, today I've done nothing, no self-interest, only cheating others. I think that I'm cheating you. Oh. Go.
To that you're calling me here. So I told them that actually they're fortunate that they can be with you while preaching, but I'm needy, I don't have that strength, so I need to be here. But they were also very, very happy to get your message on tape.
Yeah, take it. Your cassette?
That message to them. This is July 6th. In your Jiva Dharma.
Now you are okay with your health?
A little better than before.
It will be better.
I know. I'm trying different things, but it's not
this
so.
This could be better. If this is better.
This yes.
Stomach function is good, so everything is good.
Right. I'm trying, but I'm not so successful yet. In your Jiva Dharma, you talk about the abhas of bhav. Abhas of bhav. Like Ratyabhas, Kubhav. So in your Jiva Dharma, you write about Ratyabhas, Kubhav, the Abhas of Bhav, for Mayavadis or Neophytes. So there's one organization with the successor of Swami Muktananda.
Muktananda?
Yeah.
He's
a big, famous Mayavadi.
Shaivite.
No. I want, because you mentioned the Mayavadis, that they have an abhas of bhav, the emotion.
They may have.
So, they have now 400,000, 4 lakhs followers in around the world. And they all say that I feel so much love from her, this Guru Mayi, who is the successor of Muktananda. But I know she can't have love because she's a Mayavadi, Shaivite. So what is it that they are feeling from her?
All are ignorant. Nothing is there. Only worldly, something only bhav from mind. No eternal bhav, nothing bhakti, nothing. My body are all opposite.
Then I have some questions from the Radha Kripa Kataksha. Let's see. The Chitra Chitra Sancharat Chikora Savalochane. Your restless eyes skip to and fro as if bewildered by strange and dazzling scenes at each new moment. What are these strange and dazzling scenes?
What do you think?
Well, I know that she's always looking for Krishna.
Yes, so
Krishna's.
What?
That's all?
Why
it says, well, she's always looking, where is Krishna?
Yes.
But why does it say strange and dazzling scenes? That means the beauty of Krishna simply? That's what it means? Okay.
Okay, yes. What is the full slope?
Tidit Savana Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe.
Savana Champaka Pradipta Gaura Vigrahe.
Maka Prabha Parastakoti
Saradena.
What? Chikora
Savalochane.
Can you get that black pen?
You know the meaning?
In general, that her body is like lightning, gold,
lightning.
And champaka flower.
Like the example.
Because one wouldn't be sufficient to describe her. The tape recorder.
This is somewhat like
the
color of Srimati Radhika. But more fragrant, more soft, more human quality. The mouth of Srimati Radhika, Mukha Prabha Parastu Koti Sara Bendu Mandali. This mouth is so beautiful. That koti koti.
Millions and millions of
less and less of moon can be. What? Can be
defeated.
Cannot do
compare
to the Radhika mouth. Radhika mouth is more beautiful than koti koti. passion.
Mouth of
and
faith.
So snigdha. Snigdha. If in the night we see moon, it gives some light and also some amrita. Follow me? Mm-hmm.
Nectar.
Nectar. So it gives also coolness. So Radhika's mouth is more qualified than Koti Koti Chandra. How are his her eyes? A baby chakor. Baby chakor. Sava lochane. Sava. Chakor sava. Sava mane bachcha.
Hiran ka
bachcha.
Hiran
ka bachcha. Nahi. Chakor. Chakor ka. A baby chakor, so beautiful, and eyes are so much restless. Why restless? Searching her mother and seeing moon. Always restless. Also dear
baby,
eyes are so much restless like Srimati ji. And it has been comparison. Gopi, क्या वो हरिम नेत्री ना?
हिरण नेत्र,
मृगा नैनी, मृगा नैनी, you know?
No.
Any lady whose eyes are like baby deer. Are called Mriganayani. Mriganayan. It is very beautiful, this is. So, if a boy, baby, Chako, his eyes are so much restless. But Radhika's eyes are so much restless more than this. Searching always. Krishna and Krishna. There is so much bhav. Bhav, you know?
Emotion, feeling.
Emotion in eyes. Like they are telling something. So, O Radhike, with all these qualities, then you will do your krita pataksha upon you.
In the next verse, it says, Priyanu Raga Ranjite Kala Vilasa Pandite. That the translation.
Where? Read the first line.
Madon Madati Yovane Pramoda Manas Mandite. Priyanu Raga Ranjite Kala Vilasa Pandite. Our translation says that she is saturated.
She
is saturated.
Saturated.
Or died in her beloved's dedication. What does that mean? That she's saturated.
What is the meaning of saturated?
Let's see. Ranjite.
Madon madati jamvane pramodamanvane te priyanuraga ranjite. Kalabilasa Pandita.
What is the spelling? Saturated?
Saturated, right here. That means it's completely through and through. Through and filled with Ranjite.
Ranjite means if a kapda.
Cloth.
Cloth is color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In a red color. Likewise, if any heart is colored with what?
Anuraga.
What kind of Anuraga? Krishna Anuraga.
Mm-hmm.
So Srimati Radhika, her is quite colored with Krishna Anuraga.
Mm.
New one, as new color in red.
Mm.
And Kala Viraj Pandite?
Yeah, she's expert in the arts.
What he has written?
She's fully skilled in all the arts of making love. Okay.
You understand this?
More or less. You say that all the pastimes of Braj support the pastimes of Radha and Krishna. They're anukul for those pastimes. How does Krishna's baby pastimes, how are they anukul to Radha Krishna's pastimes? How do Krishna's baby pastimes support, or how are they anukul for the pastimes of Radha and Krishna?
There are so many stories about this thing to make you understand. But all the stories are so that I cannot tell.
Can you tell one?
For ordinary persons, it is a fact of for shame.
Mm-hmm.
How it is?
Okay. In the Vilap Kusmanjali commentary by Anant Babaji, you said that he mainly quotes from other books. So his...
What?
Anant Das Babaji, who wrote the commentary on Vilap Kusmanjali, you said that mainly he quotes from other books. So his commentary is okay.
Maybe okay. Sometimes I feel
right, that sometimes not.
Not all times okay.
Right. So for practically every verse, he tells one pastime and says that Raghunath Das is remembering this particular pastime.
Yes.
For example, when Raghunath Das is saying, please, when will I hear your ankle bells to cure my deafness? So he tells the story of when Krishna in the Rasa dance puts on Radharani's ankles when they fell, ankle bells when they fell off.
Yes.
So where are all these pastimes coming from? Can we take them as bona fide? He doesn't give any source.
It has been given in Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami books, and especially the examples set up in Ujjwala Nirmali. So, and some stories, I don't know from where he has got it.
Mm-hmm.
But I have seen it, he has quoted from Ujjwala Nirmali, Bhakti Swami Sindhu, Padyavali, Tomala and Govinda Lilamrita, Krishna Bhavanamrita Sarsam, Usma. So from so many books he has.
Mm-hmm. He quotes many times Rasikananda Das. Yeah. Who is he?
He was a great poet, Vaishnava poet.
Mm-hmm.
He has written so many verses and poetry, slokas, some ashtaka as
Saptar Prak Goswami has done. Or Vishwanath. He is after Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur.
It sounds
about
like...
100 years before he was.
His songs sound practically the same as Raghunath Das's Vilap Kusmanjali, practically the same wording.
Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and all others, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they are Siddha. Authentic. But we cannot say about other persons from which he has quoted.
So Rasikananda Das is not Siddha then?
No, he is.
Oh, he is.
He is good. But I don't know that he is Siddha. But he was Sadhana.
When you were speaking to some of the devotees in Bombay, you said that we eternally serve the Guru, even in when we go back to Braj. Yet, when you were speaking to me once, you said there is no higher or lower, no Shiksha or Diksha Guru present. So how do we serve the Guru there?
Like, if a sadhak goes to Braja newly, after Vastu Siddhi, we'll have to live there in the guidance of Lalita Vishakha, Rup Manjari and all Ananga Manjari. We'll have to live. And in the guidance of a Guru Sakhi, in sadhana, he has done everything here, in sadhana avastha, in Raganuga Bhakti. But yet, like Srimad Bhagavatam, it has been told that sadhana siddha, when reached in Krishna Ras Lila, and they have come in the womb of gopis, they need assistance of Siddha Guru. Then they become Purna Siddha. So there is guidance, like Sakhi.
Do you get guidance? Do we get guidance from the...
From our Guru Sakhi. Then no Guru, but Sakhi, Guru Sakhi, we are telling from here. There are Sakhi, senior Sakhi. We cannot tell senior Sakhi also, because everyone is their path, parikar, only Sakhi. There are Juts, and under Juts there are Gana. In Gana there are some other things. So, in this, they are guided by them.
But say, like our Prabhupada now in our sadhana is guiding us, would he be one of the ones who guide us in Braj, for example? Okay, I don't have more questions, but can I just... I'm starting to learn a little Hindi, so can I tell you some Hindi? Okay. Aapko dekhar bahut khushi hui.
Mujhe bhi aapko dekhar
khushi hui. Hindi mere liye bahut kathin hai, kyunki main buri hoon.
Kyunki main buri hoon.
Lekin main...
Aap kishori hain. Aap ke liye... इच्छा होने पर कोई भी चीज कठिन नहीं है, सब सुबह. Understand?
And eternally young.
And if there is will, there is faith.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No obstacle. लेकिन मैं हिंदी धीरे धीरे सीख रही हूँ.
You understand what you are telling?
Yeah.
What?
Hindi is very difficult for me because I'm old, but still I'm learning gradually, little by little. So,
So. आप धीरे धीरे हिंदी सीखिए.
Okay.
मैं बहुत प्रसन्न हूँ. आपको अच्छी अच्छी बातें बतलाऊंगा. ऐसी अच्छी बातें बतलाऊंगा जो आप यहाँ से कहीं जाने की इच्छा ही नहीं जाएगी.
Could you translate that?
Mother, I will tell you so many mysterious that you cannot leave this place any in future.
Okay.
In Hindi.
But I fear. मैं डरता हूँ इस कोन वाले लोग हमारे ऊपर में बिगड़ने जाएं. I fear that इस कोन leaders will.
Annoyed.
Will be angry to me that he is disturbing or preaching. So you should also preach. They should not think bad for me that he is ruining me. You should do your functions and prachar also, and gradually go gradually in enter in Raganuga.
Okay.
Swabhav is coming. This is the correct understanding? So maybe you can, just to clarify some of the terms, Priti Maya,
Guru, Jeev, Ananda, Arsuk to Krishna. This is Priti Maya. How Krishna can be stopped and how he can be sleep by my calm, Kamanugabhakti. Right? At first Kuja had some calm to Krishna. He took out the timbar of Krishna and without sin, living sin, she offered herself to Krishna to quench her thirst. This is called calm. But if it will be done to Krishna, it will be changed into Rajatmik Pranamai Bhakti. Then they will not want to quench their thirst, but to serve Krishna. And how Krishna can be satisfied and he will be pleased. This is called Premamai. First it will be Kammai, but afterwards it will be changed into that. Premamai. Kam, in Chaitanya says Kamati, it has been explained. Kam means to quench our thirst is Kam. But when to serve Krishna solely, no gandha of kaam is there, then it is called pritima, prem. So gopi's kaam is prem. Gopi's kaam by mani prem. Only thought.
Kuja's kaam never turned into.
No. But it may be afterwards, we are not seeing, but by this rule and regulation, it can be changed. If she has association of Nitya Siddha, it could have been turned into prem. But we see that he has no association of Nitya Siddha. But if he gets association of Nitya Siddha, it may be.
Those who are aspiring to follow in the footsteps of the gopis by performing Kamanuga, Raganuga Bhakti, when we become qualified to actually practice, then in the beginning it will be
calm
like this.
No, calm. First it will be calm. We will try, but it is calm. Anything. So this body is there,
and then
all anarth are there. So it has been, what? It has been listed kiya gaya. Prohibited. Not to think even about it.
So then after one gives up his body, if one is qualified and he goes to...
If the body is there and he has sattva, very deep sattva, and he gets the association of Rasika Vaishnava, Siddhantari, then gradually he makes himself.
Should tell him to do soft kirtan.
But
kirtan is not soft. Kirtan is
angry. They will be angry.
No, there is not angry. Kirtan means kirtan.
Soft kirtan is very
soft. Now, when you do kirtan in a mode, you will do kirtan very soft. Or?
Sometimes, when it is appropriate.
Soft kirtan is only alone.
Yes,
soft kirtan is
don't
like that. Kirtan means some kirtan.
That one?
What
is sorry?
I get
the pure devotee, the presence of the pure devotee, then a place become the place of pilgrimage. Tirthi Purvanti Tirthani Swatasthena Gatabhita becomes purified.
How is it
that the place of pilgrimage is not already pure? Why does it
mean? Because so many Vishayis are coming. Understand? Vishayis, Bhogi, all go there and make it so calm mind. I want child, I want wealth, I want reputation. I want so many things. For these things they go to tirtha. So the tirtha becomes impure.
It is affected. The pilgrimage becomes affected, or the pilgrims become affected by the atmosphere.
But it becomes contaminated. The place of pilgrimage becomes contaminated.
Place.
But it is a transcendental place.
Yes. Everything has no transcendental. Vrindavan, Mathura, Dwarka, Nodip Dham, that sounds Ajodhya, that transcendental place. But yet, they become Mala, Unto. Because we see, if general mass is coming to Vrindavan to see, no? And bhakta are not coming there. You see that Gauranga Leela is going on. Kaun hai? Kiska ladka hai? Ladki itna badi ho gayi? Aur itni moti ho gayi?
तुम अपनी मैया के समान आ गई, एक और को बुला ले आई।
कितने दिन पर आए?
ये आए थे महाराज जी, आप बुला गए
हमारे जाने पर आई थी। तबीयत कैसी है? कुछ हाँ? कुछ ये दुर्बल दुर्बलता लग रही
है।
वैसे ठीक है, बैठो। ये तो मथुरा वाली है
ना? हाँ, पहले
ठीक है। तुम्हारे बच्चे लोग ठीक है?
हाँ।
तो तू आती क्यों नहीं?
नहीं आते हो, मिलते भी नहीं है।
कहाँ से आती? बहुत
कहाँ
दिन पड़ता है ये? वहाँ हजार माइल से अमेरिका से, इंग्लैंड से, जापान से आ रहे हैं, और तुम यहाँ मथुरा की नहीं आए। और आप ठीक हैं? अभी कहाँ काम कर रहे हैं?
अलीगढ़ में।
अलीगढ़ में ही है डॉक्टर अभी आपका है?
बोलो। Yeah, you're explaining how many people...
I'm explaining. Common person, those who are ignorant, they're coming less and less to see Iskon Mandir, also Bihari Ji, and all places. No? Gaudila is going on there. You know, you have seen Gaudila?
What?
Anyone is doing? Less and less of persons go to see. They are businessmen, you know. They are not sadhak. Understand? They are not sadhak. All we say is, go there, they also be. No? And since that they have so much bhakti, but they have no relation with Krishna and Radha, they don't know Jiva Tattva, anything. Sometimes they smoke, drink, do evil works and think, and they go there, Hari Bol they do, but they don't know what is bhakti. अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्म आदि अनाभतम अनुकूल्य दे कम टू वृंदावन एंड मीट इन प्योर
एटमोस्फियर
एंड दे डू सो मेनी थिंग्स which is against bhakti principle. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. Have you heard in Vrindavan? Bajrang Bali ki jai, Bajrang Bali, Bajrang Bali. We might be saying so many things. They are going on yajna, fire, you know, swaha. What is the yoga in Vrindavan? To go to Swarga? So that they can, they do that bhakti atmosphere, friend atmosphere, they transfer into it. What? Into. If any Shuddha Vaishnava comes there, they dive in Jamuna, they take snan in Vrindavan, Jamuna. They do bhakti classes, courses, Shuddha Bhakti, Prema Bhakti, Garish Srimad Bhagavat, Rasik Vaishnava. Then again, atmosphere comes. And in others, in Kashi, Prayag, and all others,
Jayanti, Kumbh Mela, all karmic jnani are there. No Rashi Vaishnava will go there. So they are. That atmosphere is always improved. Understand?
And you said there is a difference between transcendental abode and the another state of pilgrimage?
Transcendental abode is covered with Maya there. It is transcendental abode, it is certainly. But yet, it is covered with this material and Maya. If there are Rashik Vaishnava, Prasabhya, they can remove Maya so that Sadhalu persons can know all this. Otherwise, anyone cannot realize all this.
They cannot realize it. That means that if I'm a pilgrim, I must hear from the pure devotee in